The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door.
And fade to Waking Up in America. You are listening to Waking Up in America. And Waking Up in America is now presented by Mary Louise Zeller, Taekwondo champion and international Kayane distribution agent. We have dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America. And today, my co-host is Randy Shannon. So what we're going to talk about, our course, Pause, Miracles. And for many years, I actually, I think I've been through the Course in Miracles 5 times. And I also did teaching with it as well, and it made a profound difference in my life. So since this is my birthday is tomorrow, I decided that I was going to dedicate the rest of 2013 until my birthday next year when I'll be 74. I am declaring this a year of miracles for myself and anybody else that wants to join me in this. And after you've done miracles for a year, you should be in pretty good practice, because there is an art to having miracles occur, and Veronica will get into that more with you later. So
I love miracles.
We're all rather fond of them, and we don't realize how easy it is actually really to create them, because when you come from the right frame of mind, God bless them, those little miracles are just there. And you just heard Randy Shannon, because she's a sucker for miracles. She loves them, too. So we invite you to join all of us torchbearers over here, us miracle torchbearers, as we ask you to light your torch for freedom, intelligence, and mutual respect as we celebrate the vibrancy of the 2,000-year-old flame. That Olympic torch flame actually does date back 2,000 years. Sidius Altius Fortius, swifter, higher, stronger. Remember, Greece was the world's first republic, and please, let's make sure that the United States of America is not the last, because we've come very close to fading out, and right now we're working on creating miracles to return America back to the strong republic that she originated from. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that is changing the world, and we really appreciate you for your kind and keen observation, Bob. Visit our site and sign up for our newsletter and share that with your friends. Now, when you go to the site and you sign up for the newsletter, you can also sign up for the entrance into the amazing section of our site. So that's pretty miraculous in there, too. Once you get into the amazing section, you will actually find quite a few miracles. The videos are really very cool. So when you sign up, we'll actually send you the password to get into the amazing section of the website. And also, if you have amazing videos or amazing conversations that you would like to have us include, you can always send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. Now, if you hear a telephone ringing or a dog barking or an angel singing, know that we call in from our homes and offices all over the world, actually, to cause this program. We've had calls from Australia and France and lots of fun. So when I pray, I like to pray, and I like to do it in the Aramaic, because prayer means to go out into the world and reach for your highest dreams, or to claim that which is yours, and always include a prayer for the celebration of the Republic of America. And today we ask for respect for our animal friends as well as for each other. So, Randy, I don't know. You want to start out with some kind of good rant? You want something political for today? You can have a political rant to start with.
Well, I actually got some news this week that Kevin Trudeau went down, or our government finally crushed him. And I was pretty disappointed in that because that was a huge First Amendment case. Nobody
Could you give
wanted
our
him
listeners
to
some background on Kevin Trudeau, please?
Kevin Trudeau is one of my favorite authors because he writes about the cures. He talks about what our God created, what grows naturally from the earth, and how it cures our bodies if you just eat it. And he tells you all the different, you know, things that are out there, and you know how it will cure gout or diabetes or heart disease or cancer and things like that. And he writes the books, what the doctors don't want you to know or what they don't want you to know. And he did Weight Loss Cure. I don't know what all his books are, but I have his app on my phone. I listen to him when I go for my runs. I love listening to him. And the government told him that he could not use the word cure. C-U-R-E is a bad word to our government. They don't. They'd rather have us on drugs that they create in their factories. And so they fined him numerous times, and he's been fighting it. When he did his last infomercial, they were adamant about certain words that he did not use, and so he complied and did not use the words, and they still went after him and fined him $100-some million anyway. And in the middle of the night...
I beg your pardon, $100 million?
It was like $136 million.
Oh, my God.
And now it's down to about $37 million, but they also finally arrested him because... They don't want us to be healthy. And so this was a huge First Amendment case because since when is the word cure or even the words that he was forced to say illegal? And not one person complained about his books, but the government didn't like it, and so they went after him directly, even though there wasn't one complaint, not one. Nobody even asked for returns. And... very healthy guy, love his app, love listening to him. Didn't get involved in some of his businesses. I didn't have anything to do with that, but I did follow the guy, and I heard that this week they just crushed him. And what's funny is he would talk about the calls he would get in the middle of the night from attorneys saying, this judge will back down if you just shut up and go away. Just stop saying these words. Just go away. Just leave the country. Take your money. We'll wipe the fines out. We'll drop the case, et cetera, et cetera. Just stop. And he said the corruption went all the way up to the Supreme Court justices, all the way. So we got to fix this country, and we're in trouble when someone like Kevin Trudeau goes down, who didn't do anything wrong except talk about healthy remedies and the word cure.
Here's where I come in with doing the Gandhi. And as far as I'm concerned, doing the Gandhi folks is, first of all, they're the minority. The people that are giving us all the trouble, they're actually the minority in government. And here's what I have to say about that. If we all stand up and we say, no, we don't agree with that, we actually are the majority, and we could actually take the country back. And that's what Waking Up in America has been about for the last 26 years, and will be 27 next year. So we're here to see that people stand up and say no, because we are the majority and we do have the tools. And I'm bringing you a couple of the tools today. One of our guests, Dan Swindell from Kiani, there's a lot of miracles that are happening over there. This is a miracle show, because if we can get you to all understand and know that miracles are accessible to absolutely everyone, then this is a place where you get to start to work with divine alignment, and this is a place where you start to fall in love with each other and support each other and fall in love with your country and not make other people wrong. Just simply say, this isn't the way it's happening, and you will see miracles starting. Originally in the 1980s, in the mid-80s, I actually had a group of Course in Miracles people. We met every Sunday for a year. We divided the course up so that it was, it divided up evenly over the year. We committedly read the course, and the people that had that were in my course had all taken the 7-day course or the 6-day course at the six or 7-day course, and we'd all been firewalking. So you can imagine that we were there. We were challenging the belief systems, and I'm very pleased that one of our guests today is Veronica Gabrielle LeBerry. Is that correct, Veronica?
That's
LeBerry.
Correct.
Yeah. And she's written a very small book, a very wonderful book, on Things to Know About A Course in Miracles, Revelations for the 21st Century. So we're going to be simplifying all of this for you today. I've also invited another person who's into miracles, and that would be Brooke Peterson, who does restructured alkaline water, and there's much more to what she does. And she'll be here sharing how to access miracles through that venue today. And
thank you, Val. That will be a lot of fun.
Yes. She's a wild woman with a great past, and the biographies of all the people that are on this show is basically, you have a show of superhumans today. I hope Dan Swindell, I think he's probably overslept, and I'm going to forgive him for it. I spent a lot of time talking to him yesterday, and I'm extremely impressed with him. He's actually was a major, securities master broker. He had 200 offices, no partners, nationally ranked and award-winning, and he went into MLMs, and he wanted to build an income with Herbalife, which he did. Many of you may know about that. And he was making $4,000 a month in the first 5 months. So this guy loves miracles, and he loves products that work. And Kayani works terrifically for him, and it works terrifically for me. And we want to welcome Kayani and Mary Louise Zeller, the international distribution agent, as our new sponsors here on Waking Up in America. So hopefully, if I don't get him this morning, we'll get him on again. He's absolutely terrific. And his particular area of expertise, and I'm going to tell you this because I think it works for everyone, his commitment is to make the people that he works with healthier and richer than he is, okay? And he's quite substantially well off. But his commitment is to help create national and international distributors and show them how to do the business and how to work. And it's a pretty easy thing that he does, because people have so many miraculous results from it. So I'm just real pleased to be putting together this birthday show today. And then, of course, we've got Mike Vitale, who's always got a bright ear on everything and jumps in from time to time. So if you hear another voice on the show, it's probably Mike's, okay?
Hi.
So, and there he is.
Love him in the background.
Yeah, any comments this morning, big dude?
I love you all, and I want to be rich and famous like you all.
See, and he already is. our radio listenership is growing by leaps and bounds with the sponsors. By the way, I credit the Course in Miracles with the sponsors that we have here on Waking Up in America. I'll be reading them to you at the midtime, and I am going to ask you to back them up, because 100% of the products on this program, 100% of the conversations, I am absolutely behind. And I got a really nice offer a couple of weeks ago from a sponsor, but they had one ingredient that I didn't like. They were putting, what is it, Randy, that stuff that's rat poison, that sugar that's rat poison? Was it the...
Oh, aspartame, yeah.
Yeah, they were putting aspartame in their product.
Well, actually, that reminds me. Let me head over, because I found a really great story that just came out on Natural News regarding that. And it was saying that Coca-Cola is running an advertising campaign defending the use of aspartame. And then there's another story on there about mortality rate doubles for females eating refined white sugar. Lab mice study rocks soda industry. Both of those stories are at Natural News on the front page.
Yeah, there you go. So there's just a lot of stuff that we've been, you know, just kind of skipping along, accepting, and, you know, not doing enough of our own due diligence and just trusting that everything that what people say is true. So that was why I went over the list of advertisers, and I made sure I had a conversation with every one of them and made sure that I really am behind what it is that we're doing. And I've personally used all the products, too. So I didn't just say, oh, that sounds good. So with that, I'm going to actually ask Veronica if she will set the tone for Waking Up in America. Actually, a friend of mine asked me about Aramaic and about where it said in the Lord's Prayer that where it said in the Bible that it's that the word pray actually means to go out and trap that which is yours. And that's a direct translation of the Lord's Prayer from Aramaic. Most people think that prayer is about asking God to please give you something, or thanking God for having saved you, or something of that nature. And Veronica, I wanted to know if you'd like to just step in here with this. This lady is a pioneer in the study and teaching of the Course in Miracles. She's been a spiritual teacher and writer and an ardent student of the Course for 22 years. And we just gravitated towards each other at a party at my cool neighbor's house. So, and I laughed. We both laughed when we found out what they loved the Course in Miracles, because it was like, okay, fine. Because I was sitting in a chair. My knees hurt, right? And there she floats in. So, Veronica, can you give our listeners some access to A Course in Miracles and how they happen?
Well, miracles are universal blessings. A Course in Miracles defines a miracle as a universal blessing. And everything that comes from love is a miracle. I want to touch a bit on, you mentioned the word prayer.
Yes, thank you.
Prayer is the most important subject. It's a mystical insight that goes beyond the physical. Prayer is a very personal, intimate, private relationship with yourself. Most people really don't know how to pray, because prayer is an asking. It's a request. It's being embraced in the essence, the oneness, where we are free in the consciousness of love. So when we pray, don't ask for things that are of time or form. The essence of what we are, the source that gave us life, cannot answer us in terms that have no meaning. There is no meaning in form, because we live in a universe of form. Let us ask for miracles. What does it mean when we say that was a miracle? It means you had a sudden shift from the visible to the invisible. It means you chose love instead of fear. It also means you transcended body identification to spirit identification. It means you had a shift in perception. And this is why miracles heal. And every moment, every second, gives us an opportunity to experience miracles. You know, Course in Miracles teaches us, do not lose those chances, not because they will not return, but because delay is senseless. We really delay our joy. Joy is our birthright. It's nothing we have to work hard for or to attain. It belongs,
Veronica,
to us.
You know, I love what you're saying, and what I want people to know is that they can choose this.
Yes.
What you're talking about. This isn't an elusive thing. What she's referring to is actually a choice you can make, because what she said was basically a miracle is a gift of love from one human being to another. And as she said, it's a shift in consciousness, so we can cause our consciousness to shift. Do you recommend that people read the original Course before they read your book, or do you think that your book is a good place for beginners to start?
You know, whatever they're drawn to, you're using the tool as an aid to draw out what is already there within us. Humanity has been in survival mode, and those in survival mode have no time for anything. And here we are, a new consciousness is rising. We're coming out of a third-dimensional dense field of energy, and I've been listening to what others have been saying. You know, we've been so conditioned according to man-made rules and ideas, and now it's time for us to wake up, accept the miracle that is you. Have a change in thought style, which will be followed by a change in lifestyle. Because we each have the power within us. We can do it. We have to wake up.
Aren't you on the perfect program?
I know. This is why I left the title of your show, Waking Up in America.
It's so much fun.
We've gone totally contrary to what has been given to us. We are love, and that is not an illusion. It's a fact.
Tell people a little bit about how this is manifested in your life.
Well, it's manifested in my life because I was born on this incarnation. I was born on the island of Trinidad in the West Indies, and my mom had 17 children.
Good Lord.
And out of these 17 children, there was such a essence about her, and as a child, I'm looking at her. I came in number 12, and I knew there was something quite different about her, but you don't understand these things because you're too young. And my mother was the spiritual teacher. So I wanted to know what she knew, because I felt she knew, she had a secret, and I wanted to know what her secret was. Well, you know, we can go through life having whatever form our experiences take, but at some form we have to question our beliefs. And I thought, you know, this time for change. So I turned my senses inward, and I realized what my mother knew was she lived in the awareness of her true identity, love, only love.
You know what I was thinking when you were saying that, and Randy, if you want to pop in too at some point, but what I was thinking when she was saying that is we all have the opportunity to challenge our beliefs, and probably the most vivid challenge I had to my belief system, guys, was when I went fire walking, because I believed that fire burned. And once I went firewalking and I didn't get burned, I actually was working as a therapist in the Pasadena area. I would actually call up Richard Green, who worked with a firewalker, Tony Robbins at the time, and say, look, I've got 15 of them coming through. Because once you break up a basic belief, and that's what we're hoping to do here with you today, is to break up some of your basic beliefs, like, for instance, that fire burns, lives shift, and that shift is dramatic. And the Course of Miracles is a thing, as I mentioned earlier, I think I've done it 5 times, and I mean from start to finish for a year, that process. And I underline in different color ink so I can tell what I was into at different times. I didn't do that on purpose, it just turned out that way. I wanted to be able to tell which time I had gone through the course. Every time I need a refresher, that's what I do, and then I regenerate. And Brooke or Randy, do you have any comments here?
Well, that part about the regenerate is so true. And, you know, I just recently moved, and I was going through, and I found all my Anthony Robbins stuff, and it's like that's what gets you so fired up, and it's just incredible. Like, every moment you're on fire, not just the walk, but, like, the whole entire event of the fire walk and his courses. And, you know, you talk about this other course that I'm failing on the name of it right this moment, this other course that you've been doing. And
Landmark Education?
Yes, Landmark, yes. They're all so rejuvenating, and I think everybody should go through them. And, you know, it's been a few years. I haven't gone through one. It's time to go through one again because they just change your life. They are rejuvenating.
Guess what we're doing at Landmark, Randy?
What's that?
We're talking about miracles, and we're having fun, too. Landmark Education, it was originally the S training. I took the last S training and the first forum training. I've done the Landmark forum something like 7 or 8 times, I'm not sure which. And every single time I've done this, and I've done all the courses, I don't think I've missed one. Every course I create miracles. I don't care. I don't care if it's the follow-up course after the main one. I don't care what it is. I'm always having miracles after it. And, Veronica, you said it. So, I mean, what it's about is a shifting consciousness in the right direction,
yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, Val. This is Brooke. I just wanted to commend you for this birthday miracle conversation. I am buzzing all over, and I'm thrilled with what you're saying. Just last weekend, I did a fire walk.
Did you really?
I did. I hadn't done one for many years. And it was, so it's like, oh my goodness, how wonderful. So I'm all about transformation. I'm about the tools for transformation. And one of the things that happened in the fire walk, this was a not only fire walk, but we start off by breaking a board with our hand.
Oh, yes.
Well, oh, yeah, you know, that, I said,
oh, yes.
That's so simple. I've done that
before. I put
before.
It in my seminars.
No big deal. No big deal. So I went through, and the first one, in my cockiness, I hurt my hand, and I didn't break the board. And I'm going, oh, okay. I had to go into another place within me. And then on my second try, it just broke like butter. But
so you want
I was
to know
in
the,
a different place.
So you want the secret of breaking the board?
Sure.
Okay. So if you put it, it really works good if you put the board on bricks, okay? So
yes.
That the board is laying across the bricks, and you want to make sure that your hand is in alignment with the board, meaning
yes.
the grain, so that you're not going cross-grain when you hit, or you could end up at the hospital with a broken hand.
Yes, yes.
So then what you do is you don't go to hit the board. You go
mm-hmm.
to beyond the board, okay, to
yes.
the table or whatever it is that's underneath. So you don't visualize the board. You visualize the table underneath, and you just do it, and it 100% of the time cracks.
Interesting. So that's
yeah, it's where you put your focus, and that's what Veronica's about right now. That's what Randy's about. That's what you're about. That's what I'm about, and that's what Kayani is about. It's about shifting the focus.
So another thing that happened after that, we had to choose a partner and then take a rebar in our throat and bend the rebar.
Do what?
Two people together. Take a rebar.
That's right. Rebar.
Yeah,
you
rebar.
Know, the reinforcing metal bar that is that you cannot bend, and two people coming together with the tips of it in their throat, we come together and bend it just like butter. Well, I chose
that's a
person.
Good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Well, I haven't seen that one.
It actually was hurting. I chose a person. It's very interesting because the person had written on his board, he was sitting behind me, that he felt powerless. I thought, aha, I'm a woman of power. I can help this man, and we can do this together. And the interesting thing happened is I could not bend it with him, and I got hurt. It really hurt my throat. The woman who owned the seminar company, who is a friend of mine, who is a very powerful woman, asked if I would work with her. And because I shifted to work with her and my respect for her was so high, I stepped into my power, and we bent it like butter. And
you know,
I thought, isn't that interesting? Because when I was giving a way to fix someone, I lost my power. And when I joined forces with more power, like with you wonderful beings on this call, my power was enhanced, and it just melted, just like butter. I have that rebar. I don't know how I'm going to frame it because it's a big piece of rebar.
I think a shadow box frame will be required.
It's a huge 3-foot rebar bent in half. So, but the next part of the story, Val, I just wanted to go on because the next thing we did was take an arrow in our throat with a metal tip. I've broken arrows with my throat too, and so now I'm so cocky because here I just did the rebar. Ta-da! So I get up there, the first one, I'm going to show everyone in this room how easy it is to do the arrow. My throat's already sore with the rebar experience. I'm stepping out to become a national speaker. I don't know if there's any coincidence or correlation there. I step up to do the arrow, and it hurt, and it didn't break. And it hurt, and I did it 3 times. I finally felt like I had my tail between my legs. I went and sat down and went, what am I doing? After almost everyone finished, including an 18-year-old boy, I stood up and said, I'm going to do this. And I had a feeling, a miracle feeling in me. And I walked right up and shattered the arrow. It shattered right there.
That's perfect.
It was amazing. And then when I walked on the fire right after that, I didn't get burned.
Okay, I don't know
and
if you were aware of
it. I know how to do it.
That can actually burn you when you think you know how to do it, because it isn't about what you know.
Oh, I know,
These things work. When I went fire walking, I was afraid to go over the coals until I saw like 6 kids do it, right? No grown-ups did it. The kids all did it first because that, just remember that I said that, because the kids don't have the fear built into them yet. Okay, and they don't have the conversations that burn. When I started across the coals, I got arrogant, just like you were talking about. I got arrogant, and the moment I started to get arrogant about how I was the first woman to start to walk across the coals, my feet started to burn. And there I was in the middle of 12 feet of hot coals. So a shift happened immediately, and what I went into was about something to be of service to somebody else, something of that nature. And also there's a number of things that one says when they firewalk, and you can verify this, Brooke, if you did this. But we said cool moss, and we put our attention in a particular place. And when we did that and when we went into service, there was no harm. So it all depends where you're operating from, whether or not your miracles are happening or not. So,
no, I have to agree with you 100%.
I just wanted to ask Veronica if she had any comments on this.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely true, because when you choose love, fear disappears. Because where's the fear? It's just an idea in my mind. See? Love is your power. So when we and the miracle of love is a miracle. And the miracles are around us all the time.
Right, and you hear Brooke over here.
So choose miracles. Choose miracles and reject fear. Miracles are when you say to the source that gave you life, I'm available. Use me.
That's perfect. Randy, any yes, comments here? And then we're gonna take a little break for commercials.
Well, I'm just really excited about all of this. I can't wait for what's coming up. We talk a little bit about, you know, the alkaline water. Hopefully that'll fit in there too. As we speak, as we're talking about these miracles and all these incredible things that we can do, I literally have a friend that I went to high school with. We graduated together, and she's telling me about her husband who's been diagnosed with colon cancer. So I'm kind of looking forward to the next part of our conversation, because, you know, miracles are needed, and people do need to put themselves in those states. And with what's going on in our country today, which is where, you know, a lot of my focus is, it really puts people in a bad state of mind, and you know, they're not expecting these miracles. They don't even know what this stuff is. Some of this is just absolutely foreign to the listeners. So I've thoroughly enjoyed it so far.
Well, the Course in Miracles will prove to you that these things are replicatable, that through love things get taken care of over time, that miracles are a gift of one human being to another. You're listening to Waking Up in America with Randy Shannon and Dr. Val Kirkhard here, and we're discussing miracles with Veronica and Brooke. Brooke's into water, and Veronica's written a book called Things You Need to Know About A Course in Miracles. Dan Swindell is probably looking for the number to call in at this point. He's representing Kiani, the list of things that are miraculous that he's seen with that product in my own self, the miracles that I'm experiencing. Allow us to be on the air and to be with you. And what we ask you do is that we ask that you honor our sponsors. Our sponsors are the ones that make these conversations possible. They're the ones that also keep us energized. Our presenting sponsor is Mary Louise Zeller of Kiani. We'll talk more about that when Dan shows up or later, and we'll definitely be talking about it more in the future. Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar is actually the official drink of Waking Up in America, and a glass or a bottle of that every day, it changes your life. It really does, in miraculous ways. Sir Jason Winter tea was actually officially created by Sir Jason Winter when he had throat cancer. And let's just say that that's not what he died of many years later. Protandim, a product that when I had very little money in the world, I would take this product when I selected all the others, because what it was doing was giving me, it was giving me my life back. I stopped being so tired. I was told that my blood was being returned to an earlier age, say in the 20s and 30s. I have the energy that proves that these things work. And what I'm doing is I'm putting together what I call couplings, okay? And the couplings are that people have a tendency to pick one product or another and say, well, that's what does it for me. And I say that when we couple the products together, that we can start to get light speed out of our transformation and into the land of miracles. KoningCompany.com. Randy Shannon's 42action.org. Koning Company is about a 5,000-year-old process of cleaning the eustachian tubes and returning all kinds of good health to the body. All of these things that I am mentioning, with the exception of we don't have the Kiani on the website yet, All of the things that I am mentioning are actually at our website at Waking Up in America. And they're on the right-hand side of the page, and they're all hot-linked. So if you click on Sir Jason Winter T, you'll be over there. We're missing, we're waiting for the links from Patricia Bragg as well. You can go to RandyShannon's42action.org. She puts together really incredible conversations for people to find out the ins and outs of a system that's actually stacked against them, so you do need a guide. And once you have a guide to the system, your chances of actually being on top are much greater. A new advertiser, Aqua Chi. Oh, my goodness, Aqua Chi. What can I tell you? That product is where you put your feet in a hot bath with coils, okay? And you should see the stuff that comes out of your water and also out of your own self. You'll be amazed. When I was having really bad trouble with my joints, I did Aqua Chi every single day, actually a couple times a day, and that really helped clear things up too. Now, while you're doing all this hard work on yourself, you might want to be fantasizing about having a great meal at El Pinto Restaurant in Albuquerque. They're actually what they call a go-to restaurant, and that restaurant has been around for 50 years. It was actually started by Jim and John's dad, and these guys are all known as the Salsa Twins. So I was talking to Jim a couple of days ago, and I said, you're going to have to get some tickets so we can give away tickets to your place for dinner here, and he's going to do that. So we're looking forward to that. We're working also with Marketing with the Stars, Raw of Stardoves. He has a really good mailing list of the kind of people that you would want to connect with, and the mailing list is very inexpensive to mail to, and I find quite lucrative and productive, okay? Also, back in 1984, I developed an emotional clearing process that's really spectacular, that actually helps you change your point of view, because a lot of people's point of views are locked into place by things that have happened in their past, and catch this, not only that, in their family's past. When Buddhists talk about clearing things or changing the frame of reference, they say that you clear 7 generations back and 7 generations into the future. In your DNA are loaded incidences that haven't been completed, and right now I'll actually be working this morning with a man who I've done 5 sessions with, and out of the 4 of the 5 sessions actually had to do with other people. They were relatives. So there were incomplete conversations in the relatives that had been passed to this man through his DNA, and it was causing him to have diabetes. And what we are looking for, and I think we're accomplishing something quite good in it, is for that diabetes to disappear. So many of the ailments that people have are literally through wrong thinking, and that's the backup here to the Course of Miracles. So we have a tip for today, and then we'll be returning to our fabulous guests. And the tip for today is care about something that matters. And when you care about something that matters, and you focus on evolving your thoughts, something special happens. So here we are on Waking Up in America. It's August the 17th. Be prepared to celebrate tomorrow, because this Leo dragon is certainly going to be celebrating. And we're on the air with Veronica Gabrielle, with Brooke Peterson, and with my fabulous co-host, Randy Shannon. Randy, would you like to lead off?
Loving it. Are we going to go into the water and the healing?
I thought that would be a really good idea to find out why I'm, besides the fact that she's a raw food expert and that I've known her for years, love her dearly, and we've had so many spiritual connections, it's just like, literally, I'll call and she'll turn around and come back from the airport and pick up the phone, that kind of thing. We've done that once. We've done a number of things like that.
Love that.
Well, connected.
Well, I love Patricia Braggs. I do want to put in the plug. I know you said it, but I drink her drink religiously and love it. And I never even knew that they had it. I thought it was just the apple cider vinegar. And then she sent us these beautiful care packages with grape and lime and all kinds of stuff. And then I mix those up with my minerals, and it makes the most amazing drink. I mentioned that before. I got to put those two together. They can market it the way I created it at home. So
well, let me
delicious.
Just let people know that you're a triathlete. I mean, this isn't just an ordinary human speaking here.
I do run, And I do 5Ks and 10Ks. I love the mud runs. They're super fun. I think everyone should do a mud run and get down and dirty, go through the water and the mud a few times, and get the accomplishments. I love to bike. I bike when I haven't done it in a little bit because, remember, I got the bug bite in the rear end, and that did knock me down for about a month. So, but I was biking every day or every other day at the worst-case scenario, 23 miles, to the long route to the beach and back. And, I do walking and swimming. So I'm very physical. I love it. And so I love the Bragg's apple cider vinegar. It's one of my favorite things on the planet and all of her products. And the other thing that I really love is alkaline water. Love it. I love what it does for the body. I love knowing what it's doing for the body, because your body, to be disease free, to be healthy, must stay in more of a neutral state or an alkaline state. If you're acidic, you are sick. And I learned this actually several years ago at my first or second Tony Robbins event. I had signed up for his mastery program, so I did the longer version.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but he had a health expert in, and for the life of me, I don't remember the gentleman's name, and I'm sure it's in my notes, but this guy was, I want to say he was 70 years old, and he was doing backflips on the stage, and he was at least 25 to 35 years younger than his actual age.
Ask Brooke
in
about rollerblading.
And health. I'm sure. She's probably incredible.
She rollerblades.
That's amazing. Rollerblading is one of the best things you can ever do for your legs. She must have incredible legs.
She's incredible all over.
Well, this conversation has got me so excited I can hardly even breathe. Thank you, Val, for inviting me again. I so appreciate you for doing that. And I can go into a lot of the miracles about the alkaline ionized Kangen water. I can actually talk about it pretty in depth. And if you'd like me to go into that, I can just
I kind of just
right
want
in.
To hit the highlights on it because I'm focusing on on the miracles in it. But
yeah.
I thought one of the things that I'd really like you to do is to give a definition of the alkaline and also the restructured so that people know what that is, because I was blown away by the fact that the water is restructured besides being,
Thank you. Thank you, Val. That's a very good point. Well, my expertise is in the Kangen machine, which is actually the machine that produces, because of its electrical force and the plates that it uses, it produces the smallest structure. I like to use the analogy of having a chain link fence, and water comes in clusters like grapes, actually, and the clusters of water, original water is 4 to 6 molecules per cluster, but the water that we're drinking typically is from our faucets or from bottles or whatever, somewhere between 25 and 100 molecules per cluster. So Kangen water is the 4 to 6, and that's because of the technology that's involved. Hang on 1 second.
Well, let's see, what's she up to? She's maybe.
I just drank some
molecules.
Of the vinegar, and I had a little cough.
Yep.
So what happened, I got Bragg's vinegar out here and took a little swig. That got cleared out my throat. Very good. So let's use this analogy with the chain link fence. When you have the waters from the bottles or from your city, and let's say it's the size of a golf ball, if you threw that at a chain link fence, not many of them are going to go through. If you threw it really hard, you might get one or two through. But using our water, it's like having a handful of BBs. When you throw that at the chain link fence, they all go through. That's the distinction. That's the clearness about that. So when this structure of water, which is the transportation system of oxygen and nutrient, can get into those cells, into the aquaporins, and actually feed the brain and feed all the cells, which are little alkaline batteries, and release the toxins, then you have these super triathletes. Then you have people anti-aging. My husband had a heart attack and a stroke. His blood pressure was 240 over 160. within 10 days of drinking the Kangen water, his blood pressure balanced to 117 over 78. He just had his 80th birthday. Not only that, they discovered kidney cancer. The cancer was completely eliminated in 4 months. There is
no
cancer.
I would call those miracles, okay?
Miracles. That's a miracle.
Yes.
That's
I
a
would
miracle.
Call those miracles. I would also
but it
call...
it is how the body works. It
yeah.
is how the body works. When you
the body is
that,
amazing. It'll take care of, you know, I was described a few years ago when somebody has the calcium deficiency where your back is curved.
Scoliosis,
or there's another one that people get. Thank you. That was the one I was looking for. You know, this was the best description I could ever hear to really grasp it and understand it. When you feed your body things like chocolate or even coffee, these things that are acidic, soda, your body is starving for nutrition, and you're giving it this nasty food, but your body so wants hunger so badly, it goes into itself, your own bones, and pulls out the nutrients that it needs, and therefore you get this osteoporosis, or you get disease, and you get things like that. Your body is just trying to feed itself because you're starving it. Same thing for cancers. Let's say you have a cancerous tumor. Your body, to fight it, will wrap around it, and that's why these tumors get bigger and bigger and bigger. Your body's trying to fight it and stop it, and if you're feeding your body garbage, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. When you go alkaline, or you go raw food, or, you know, you do vitamin C infusions or THC infusions, things like that, you're just blasting your body with good, and you're giving it the nutrients to fight it. So that's how you see these tumors shrink down to the size of a walnut, where they become operable or they go away completely. It's all about what you're giving your body to fight.
Oh,
are
totally.
You arming your body or aren't you?
It's making me 100%. Crazy that Dan isn't here, Randy, because
mm-hmm.
I wanted him to talk to you so badly, because I was talking to, well, who uses Kayani, and is it just people that need help? No. Who uses Kayani are the marathon runners.
Mm-hmm.
Who uses Kayani? I'm not saying other people don't use it. They certainly do. But we've got a friend, Mike Akagi, that's the one that turned us into Kayani a number of years ago, and the guy was a marathoner, okay? So I was saying, you know, what do you actually do during a marathon? He takes a sack of these little packets with him, and every mile or two, he drinks one, and he wins. He wins in life. He's got more energy, and he uses the tools around him, and that's what this program is about, the tools around us. Now, you work with Kayani, and I want to just give people your telephone number, Brooke, which is 561-628-1845. That's 561-628-1845. And, Veronica, would you like to put out your telephone number?
310-310-3056.
There you go. Just
now,
so
you
can be in contact.
Now, you said I work with Kayani.
Pardon?
You
want me to give the
Kayani
telephone number? Actually, you can call me for Kayani at 310-455-8623, and I'll show you how to make a really nice income turning yourself into a brilliant machine. I'm going to say a brilliant machine in this context, because what we're talking about, the human body is actually the machine for the Holy Spirit, as far as I'm concerned. Would you word it that way? Maybe not, Veronica, but...
Yeah, I absolutely agree, because, you know, the body speaks the language of energy. Everything is energy. And the miracle is, it's the mind that directs the body. So we have to have a shift, and that's the miracle. So we have to step gently aside and let the miracles be done for us. We have to release.
I wanted to just say that your machine is very good looking.
The machine is very good looking. And I want to get back again. I want to get back again to Bragg's, because I've been hearing so much about Bragg's. I make my own salad dressing, and I use Bragg's. I use Bragg's amino acids. The apple cider vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, and we're getting ready to market it because everyone loves it.
I know how to get to Patricia Bragg. Maybe she can market it for you.
It's an awesome dress
she's,
it, and I
she's
put it on
wonderful,
everything.
She's a wonderful person. Okay.
Good product.
So let's. I'll hook you up with Patricia Bragg. Fair
cool.
enough.
Cool.
And Barbara Mueller. See, this is how it works,
well,
folks. It happens when we couple, okay? And by coupling, it happens when we put together different really great ideas. There's a synergy that occurs from it. We've got a few minutes left in the show. Brooke, why don't you describe some of the things that you've seen happen, and then what I'll do, and Randy and Veronica will do, is we'll let you know if we think it's a miracle or not. Because we can't say that kind of stuff. We don't want to be shut down by the government for claiming stuff, but we can certainly have an opinion.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and someone was talking about colon cancer. Dr. Hiromi Shenya is the man who basically put together the whole concept of the Kangen water. And it's because he, when they were bombed in Japan, he was a young child and decided to make a difference in the world. And his young bride died of a gastrointestinal disease, so he decided to become the colon decided to become the gastroenterologist of the world and created the process to actually remove the polyps from the colonoscopy. He's the one that created the water process. Hold up. And what he did is when he started using it with people with colon issues, 100% of them were released, 100%. He had an office in New York, he just retired, and an office in Japan. And he works with kings and queens and everyone. Tony Robbins has three of the devices. Now, what happens is that miracles occur. Just last week, I was working with a man who was 43 years old who had been drinking diet sodas, and he had advanced Parkinson's, his arms flailing all over the world, all over his place. It was amazing. I made one glass, one 24-ounce bottle of the Kangen water, and it was a process called 11.5 water. Had to hold his hands around my hands and his hands together for him to get it to his face to start drinking. After his first bottle of drinking it, I set another bottle over next to him on the counter. He reached over and grabbed it on his own, still shaking, but he was able to grab the bottle on his own. By the third bottle, his skin went from chalky white to pink, and he was actually starting to type on his iPad in the three bottles of water. Now, is he cured? No. Is he on his way? Yes. Is he stopping his diet sodas? Yeah.
Definitely never do that. You know, we'll call that a miracle, and I want Veronica, we're almost out of time, so I want to make sure everybody's got a time. Do you have a closing sentence on that, Brooke?
The body is 75% water. We have to have the highest quality, most penetrable water that can take the oxygen and nutrient into our brains. It is kind of water.
Perfect, and I have a present for you. What I didn't mention during the commercials is that Jim Thomas actually put Kangen water machines in El Pinto restaurant, so El Pinto's customers are getting Kangen water.
Which
with
is
that, Veronica, I want to go over to you.
I have one question, Val, if I can get it in there. How do people live 30, 40 years drinking soda?
They don't.
Wow. Not very happily.
It's just... It still does amaze me that it doesn't just knock them off the planet. You know what I mean?
Well it
they
has.
Do have,
I mean, if
they have, they go out very poorly with a lot of disease, a lot of pain.
Yeah, well, a lot of people love rat poison, too. You know, if you do aspartame, you're just sucking up the rat poison. But he loves to do that. He wants to get us going. He thinks that the show is, like, slagging towards the last part of it. Veronica, do you have any closing comments?
Well, I'd like to say what we really need to do is get up, wake up, and experience the miracle of love that you are, because there's no need for us to stumble and fall. And when we're willing to hide nothing, we will experience miracles, because every pain or trial we have can be dissolved by the miracle of love.
Ooh, right on, sister.
Yeah, that's good. Her book, Things to Know About A Course in Miracles, Revelations for the 21st Century. check it out. Actually, we'll have a hot link on you when we send out the card. This program will be bicycled to other stations, and we'll have a card on it, and we'll send you a copy of this, and you'll see the hot links, because we want to make sure that you get to these people, okay? It's important.
Thank you.
The consciousness that's being demonstrated here didn't happen overnight for any of us, okay? It was a process. I started consciously when I was, I think, 7 or 8 years old, reading Sherlock Holmes. I think people were a little surprised with that, but what can I say? I've always loved interviewing people, and I love having Randy Shannon as a co-host. So what are your closing words, dear?
Well, I'm going to say something about 42 Action, because we've been lighting up the country for the last month or so. We got some really great things going on. 42action.org, we are not anti-government, but rather anti-corruption in government. So
right on.
Check it out. Yeah. Let's keep fighting. Stand up. Be happy. Go for the miracle. And
yeah,
drink your condom water and your Bragg.
Right.
Yes.
Well, hey, you know what I'm going to, what can I say? It's my birthday tomorrow.
Why don't we sing happy birthday to you?
I think
you,
yes.
I love
yes.
to hear that.
Okay, one,
happy
two, three.
Birthday
happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy,
happy
birthday,
birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Valerie.
Happy
birthday to you.
That's somebody with a better voice than me.
What can I tell you? It's absolutely adorable. And I just cannot tell you the state of gratitude that I experience for sponsors who are more than people with products. Sponsors are people that support you in what you believe in. So please, honor our sponsors. Honor yourselves by honoring our sponsors. We spent some time putting this together, and here it is now. This program has been brought to you by Laughing Dragon Entertainment, our radio partners, PonyCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, Dennis Weaver, and Larry Hagman in memoriam. I miss you guys so much. DrValerie.com, doctor is all spelled out. We thank our sponsors and producers, and a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, wow, Monica Rains, and Ron Simon, and a big thanks to John Thomas, our webmaster, and Merci beaucoup to Bent Magen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3 download or email. Next week, invite a friend to listen. You can always write me at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, Sidious Altius Fortius, do a mitzvah today, give someone a boost, and act or you will be acted upon, and claim your miracles. They're yours, they're free, and they're wonderful.
Same on.
Hear the music, feel the dance.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.